This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Greg Brown joins us right now, Pirates broadcaster. Greg, do these games matter to that degree, in your opinion? I mean, you're around the ball club every day. If they have a winning September and get close to last year's number, what does that mean for the future of the Pirates?
I don't know, Andrew. I've never, ever believed that what happens in September carries over to the following year.
In terms of big decisions that get made.
Yeah, I don't know. In terms of personnel, you mean?
Sure.
I don't know. I don't know. Just for me, in terms of wins, I'm more thinking about needing and having to having to win in 2026, and how they go about it. They think they're doing it the right way, including. Talked about this before. Tommy Pham continues to play out left field. Maybe they feel that by winning games here, that helps them win next year. I just don't happen to agree with that.
So, do they have designs on keeping Tommy Pham?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Well, I don't know. I actually asked Ben Sherrington that on Sunday on the show, and he didn't poo-poo it. He obviously. You have to sign as a free agent. I brought it up because the Red Sox, I don't know if you saw that, they extended Aroldis Chapman.
They did.
On Friday, which was very unusual. You'd never see that, rarely see it in baseball, that somebody gets extended that late in the season. And so I wondered whether he would consider keeping Pham, and he basically said that they're certainly not against it, and talked about how what a great example he's been and how good he was the first in terms of being a good teammate and so on. So we'll see.
Greg, are you seeing tangible signs for optimism in 2026?
Andrew, I am seeing what I believed this team needed in order to win more games. That was to score a few more runs. The pitching has been there from, heck, going back to last year. It's gotten better. And so since Horowitz has played every day, Gonzalez has played about every day since they got through their injuries, I say yes. And then the proof is that they are about a 500 team under Don Kelly in 100 games. For all intents and purposes, they're 500. And that's not, by any stretch, that's not the goal. But as we've said for so many, many years, especially now with the expanded playoffs, if you're even around 500, at least
sure,
you're in the discussion for postseason. And when you are around 500, even measly 500 by the end of July, that forces the hand of the general manager and the baseball team, and they, for all intents and purposes, have to make a move if they believe they are in it. It forces their hand to acquire a player or players to try and put them over the top.
Greg, when's Bubba Chandler going to pitch again?
Tonight.
Do we know when?
Well, it'll be the fourth or the fifth inning. I don't know exactly what day, I don't know what inning, but it depends on how long they decide Carmen Majinski should go, whether it's once through the lineup three innings or whether they stretch him out to four. I guess a lot of that will have to do with pitch count and how well he's pitching, but I would assume he starts the fourth or the fifth inning.
What is the argument for not switching it and having Chandler start the game and having Majinski be the guy that follows?
I don't know. I asked Donnie on his pregame radio show, which will air here at 25 before first pitch, and he said that they just looked at it and felt like the way Majinski's pitched. They like how it's gone so far with Bubba being the bulk guy. I wonder whether the fact that it's the Dodgers might have anything to do with it. Do they think that, is it fair to Bubba Chandler that he would start his first big league start against a star-studded lineup that, Dodgers? I don't know. Maybe that comes into play.
If he's your best pitching prospect and maybe one of the two or three best pitching prospects in all of baseball, and he's already shown what he's shown in these couple appearances out of the bullpen, wouldn't you want to put him in there maybe against a big boy lineup because it might actually bring the best out in him?
Yeah, Chris, I don't know the answer as to why they did it, only what he told me. And he said he liked Majinski, and I'm trying to figure out why they wouldn't start Bubba. And to your, I agree with you. Mm-hmm. I say the heck with that. And it's Bubba Chandler.
Like, show the guy you believe in him a little bit and that you want to see him go out there.
Absolutely.
And take
it.
I would love that. I would agree with you wholeheartedly. I don't know that that's the – I don't know. They say they like the Majinski starting and they like Chandler being the bulk guy, and maybe they just don't want to mess with what's going good. But they also have said that Bubba Chandler is going to start at some point before the end of the season. So we'll see.
Greg, are you aware of this stat that Block had yesterday that Henry Davis is closing in on the MLB record for most consecutive at bats without a hit with a runner in scoring position? He is now 0 for his last 41 with runners in scoring position. That is mind-boggling to me.
Yeah, it absolutely is, and I don't want to bury the guy, but it's hard to believe. I forget the next guy he's closest to. We chatted about this on the air the other day. The other two guys in front of him in terms of the most consecutive at-bats without getting a hit with a man in scoring position. For a moment, actually, the official score the other day in St. Louis when he had that bunt that scored the run, the official score gave him a hit and changed it. So that was short-lived where he was
off the hook.
He was off the hook.
Greg,
yeah,
it undermines all this talk about how much better he is as a receiver. I mean, if he hits 170, who gives a rat's rear end about how he receives games? I don't.
Yeah, by the way, it's Ben Oglesby was with Detroit, had 42 consecutive at-bats in 1977, I guess, without a hit with a man in scoring position. I'm with you. I'm with you on that. Again, Andrew, it's all well and good that you're so good defensively, and I appreciate that he's made the great strides, and that's what we hear about. But my goodness, I just don't think that that's – this goes back to the Austin Hedges question, mm-hmm. which kind of boggled my mind. Nobody could ever convince me that Austin Hedges was that good defensively that you could have that anemic an offense. I mean, it's like a pitcher. It's like the old days before the DH. It was like it's a pitcher batting. Worse.
Yeah.
And I just don't believe that defense is behind the plate should supersede just such a horrific offensive player.
Kersh.
And so,
yeah,
I wouldn't play him every day until he starts to show some signs of life with that bat.
Kershaw tonight, Ohtani tomorrow, Skeens on Thursday. Not bad. Have fun, Greg. We'll talk again soon.
All right, guys. Thank you much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.